Today's show is brought to you by Illegal Fireworks. Responsible for a lot of guys with the nickname Stubby.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an abs, Mickey! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Morning, sunshine.
Tuesday.
Happy Cow Appreciation Day.
Happy. What's happy? Cows are happy. And they end up as sloppy joes.
Don't have a cow.
I appreciate you.
What does a cow say?
A cow says.
Moo.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Don't have a cow, mate.
Don't have a cow, man.
We don't have a cow.
You could do that till the cows come home.
Can we just
start the show? Ah.
Yep. Let's do it. The Mike Show. How's it going? So happy you could join us right here, right now. On Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also available on the Alexa.
Hello.
There she is. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, it's very simple. You enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello.
Yep. You can also get our podcast on Alexa. That's even easier. You just simply waddle on up to your Alexa device and say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will.
Hello.
Yep. You can find our podcast on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, all the places where you find your podcasts. You just search The Mike Show VA. And if you do that on the Facebook Live, search The Mike Show VA, you'll find our Facebook page. You'll find all our social media. Same handle, The Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces. That's for our Facebook, Instagram, the X, Twitter, whatever the heck they call it, YouTube, even MySpace. We don't know how it works, but we're on the MySpace. Coming up on today's program, it's the Tuesday edition. Megan is off today. Megan from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. She's off today. Bill Bodine also off today. So, it's just me, and that's why it's called The Mike Show, because inevitably, you just get me. All right. However, coming up, of course, we're going to make you smart with your five random facts. We're going to make you more stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. And we got a good news story, plus not headline news and all that kind of stuff that we usually do. So, a poll found the most polite city is in the Midwest, and we're going to talk about that. And the rudest city, we're going to talk about that. Then our top list, top signs you're rude. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, let's scroll, there we go, is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
It used to be people thought social networking was a great way to reach out to your friends and reconnect with old acquaintances. But now we know social networking is really just about showing how awesome your life is and rubbing everyone else's face in it.
Hanging on the beach with a margarita. Wish you were here. But not really.
But this need to tell everyone you know what you're doing and posting a picture has created a new malaise. Chronic narcissism.
Selfie in the bathroom mirror. Looking good.
Now, there's Narcissistics Anonymous, a place where Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram addicts get brought back to reality.
Hi, my name's Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin.
Whatever. I have over 2,500 friends on Facebook.
Caitlin, the only reason you have that many friends is you show cleavage in your profile pic.
That's not true.
It's a hard reality to face when people discover they're really not all that interesting, but it's something they have to know.
So people really don't want to see my awesome kids at the ball game?
No, not really.
What about a pic of the meal I'm having?
Bill, stop.
Narcissistics Anonymous, conquering the addiction to self-important social networking, one self-centered person at a time.
The Mike Show. Hi, it's kind of rude. Anyway, speaking of rude, the Midwest has a reputation for being a little more polite than other areas of the country. But is it really true? Somebody polled 2,000 Midwesterners to find out. They didn't poll people in other areas of the country, so there's no way to do an apples-to-apples comparison here. But here are some good-mannered things and how many Midwesterners do them. Okay? All right. Let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. Obey the speed limit.
Let's get some sound effects in here.
Obey the speed limit. Only 40% said they actually do it. And just 37% yield to other cars in traffic. So even Midwesterners aren't that polite behind the wheel. What about giving a stranger directions? Yep, 80% of Midwesterners said that. Help a neighbor out with a chore. 45%. Tip well. 59%. I'd say I'm going to ding it when it's over 50%. Okay. Smile at a stranger. I mean, not creepily or anything. Bring a shared dish to a party. 73%. Smile at strangers was 80%, by the way. Hold a door for a stranger. 55% claim they do it. Wave to people you don't know. 64% said they do that in the Midwest. And apologize when you've done something wrong. 74% of Midwesterners say they do that regularly. The team behind the survey crunched all those numbers and a few more and scored each city in the Midwest on how polite it is, according to the results. The nicest city in the Midwest is St. Paul, Minnesota. The nicest state, also Minnesota, with two cities in the top five. The top five cities were St. Paul, Overland Park, Kansas, Napierville, Illinois, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Des Moines, Iowa. We are, like, huge in the Midwest for some reason. We've got a ton. I mean, it literally was one of the highest, not high, you know, like in Colorado, but one of the our podcast is listened to by a lot of Midwesterners. I don't know why. I don't know anybody in the Midwest. Anyway, So meanwhile, the two rudest cities in the Midwest are both in Indiana, Evansville and Fort Wayne. Then it's Rockford, Illinois, Columbus, Ohio, and Detroit, Michigan, is the rudest in the Midwest. So that brings us to our top list. I mean, you can't go wrong with St. Paul, Minnesota. On the other hand, Evansville, Indiana might be more to your liking, especially if you can relate to anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Top signs you're rude. All right, here we go. Number one. So let's do this if it's top signs you're rude. Okay. You hum the Oompa Loompa song around short people. There. Top signs you're rude. You think every waitress has the same name. Toots. Top signs you're rude. You wave just as the elevator door closes on someone who's rushing to get in. Top signs that you're rude. When a small child reaches down to pet your dog, you say, Cujo, kill. Top signs you're rude. This is our top list today. You only tip the Starbucks barista. Your only tip to the Starbucks barista is to get a real job. Hey, top signs that you're rude. The sign on your car says student driver, but all you see is please tailgate. Or the sign on the car, not your car. See, it would have helped if I would have proofread all of these, not just some of them. All right, take two. Our top list today. Top signs you're rude. The sign on the car says student driver, but all you see is please tailgate. There we go. Top signs you're rude. You never help an old lady cross the street, but you help plenty fall down escalators. Top signs you're rude. You use both armrests on the airplane, to the chair on the top row in front of you for your bare feet. Yep. Top signs you're rude. And you never use your turn signals, and you don't even drive a BMW. And top signs you're rude. Donald Trump likes your style. There we go. It's the Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. We're going to get to that. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarchais. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. The hot tour girl is getting reality TV offers. And make sure to watch for her on America Lacks Talent. Elton John reportedly peed into a bottle in the middle of a French shoe store. He refused to apologize, giving the excuse, sorry, seems to be the hardest word. Boeing agreed to plead guilty to conspiracy to defraud the U.S. and could potentially pay up to $487 million in fines. The deal hasn't been finalized yet. They're still working out the nuts and lack of bolts. Police in Ohio are looking for a man who peed on a pile of sandwiches in a supermarket. Who does he think he is? Elton John? This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. I'm really darned happy that you've spent some time with us today. All right. So, do you have a demanding boss? Well, a new study found one thing about them can affect whether you think it's acceptable or not. A team at Ohio State found, we will give our boss a pass for being a jerk, but only if they're really good at their own job. They used Steve Jobs as an example. He demanded a lot, but he also accomplished a lot. So if your boss expects a lot from you and performs at a high level, you're more likely to see it as tough love that's ultimately making you better at your job. But if they demand a lot and they don't,
I said they don't.
Yeah, they don't do a good job. Then you're more likely to see them as just a bad manager and mean for no reason. The authors of the study caution, though, that even Steve Jobs and Steve Jobs types don't always have an overall positive effect. Sometimes we think that our boss riding us will make us better at our jobs and lead to more money or a promotion, but then it turns out they were just being a jerk. We have a call from the boss. All right, here, let's listen.
Greetings. This is your boss. The town crier has just delivered a parchment that reads, napping on the job is now considered healthy. That tears it. Are you people telling me that skylarkers and lollygaggers are to be allowed to sleep on the company pocket watch? In my day, if we were caught sleeping, we were lowered over the side of the ship and dragged across razor-sharp barnacles. Don't you people have it easy enough with your indoor privies and therapeutic papers? Am I to run this company alone whilst snoozing employees dream of sugar plums and sock hops? In my day, we got 1 hour of sleep a day while the whale blubber was being cleaned from the harpoons. I swear, you people make me swoon as if consumed by a case of the vapors. Confound this telephone! I hated Alexander Graham Bell as a classmate. I hate him even more now that he's invented this contraption.
Oh, my. All right. So, as Billy Big Voice mentioned in Not Headline News, Elton John was shopping at a shoe store in France called Sugar Kicks. Sugar Kicks, K-I-K-Z, with his two sons and a bodyguard. When he asked the owner if he could use their restroom, the guy told him there weren't any. Elton got a bottle from his bodyguard, took a few steps away from the other customers, and peed into the bottle. He even got a little on the floor. I mean, you know, how old is Elton? Anyway, the bodyguard had to wipe it up with a towel. The shop owner didn't recognize Elton John, but for some reason he asked him what he did for a living, and Elton answered, quote, "I'm Elton John." The owner wasn't really happy about the peeing, but said Elton was pretty cool otherwise. He ended up buying two pair of sneakers for his boys, took a picture for the store. He shook hands with the owner.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
It's kind of brave. Anyway, so we have this. We've created audio of what we think that whole exchange may have sounded like.
You're gonna hear electric music, solid balls of sound.
Okay, that's enough. Ah, good Lord. What else? Do we have another one? Anything else? Anything at all? Oh, how about this? Gen Z. The oldest Gen Zers, by the way, are now into their late 20s. Good Lord. Where's the time going? So USA Today did a big write-up on how a lot of Gen Zers are hitting the tattoo regret stage of their life. It's been trending on TikTok as we've gotten deeper into wedding season. A lot of brides are venting about how they didn't consider that their tattoos might clash with their wedding dress and other things. Regretting tattoos is obviously common. It's not just with Gen Z. USA Today noted that millennials had to come to terms years ago with their own Harry Potter, Disney, and Infinity sign tattoos. And for Gen X, the tramp stamp. Not a good look. Not at all. Nope. Tab has many tattoos. I said Tab. She has many tattoos, but no tramp stamp. Nope, not at all. Yeah, she's got a big dragon on her back. That is, it's amazing. She's got the sugar skull on one of her shoulders. She's got a blue monkey. I'm not going to tell you where. And then she's got a bunch of tattoos on her finger. Oh, and she just got a new one on her ankle. Yeah. Anyway, but more about this. You are more likely to hear about it now, though, because Gen Z is the first generation to talk about everything online. A popular influencer named Sarah Beth Clark spent tens of thousands of dollars on her tattoos in her 20s. Her arms and chest are covered. She recently started having some of them removed. She says older people warned her that she would regret it someday. She decided to talk about it on TikTok because it's hard for some of her peers to admit, quote, the older people were right. So with that, here, do we have... Okay, so we have audio from Sarah Beth Clark from her TikTok. Here, listen.
Imagine, if you will, that you put a shirt on once when you were in your 20s, and now you have to wear that for the rest of your life. And that is what it feels like to get heavily tattooed before you turn into a fully developed adult human. So I think if you ask almost anybody that's over 30, if they have a better idea of who they are in their 30s than they did in their 20s, they're going to be like, oh my God, yes. I have all of these tattoos that don't necessarily reflect who I am at 36. They might have reflected a moment in time in my 20s, maybe a moment in time that I was like not doing so well mentally. And now, like, I have adult problems. My aesthetic just does not match. No shade to the artists. Still get a ton of compliments on them. Just wish that they weren't on my body. I was told that I would regret my tattoos when I got older. I am older and I do regret my tattoos. And you might too.
There you go. So with that, with Gen Z experiencing tattoo regret, and social media may be to blame, by the way.
Tattoos and all of us join the crew. Wear your art like we do. No regrets, just love and truth. Gen Z hearts, always you.
Hey, Gen Z, we get it. The no regrets misspelled on your chest. Those face tats seemed like a great idea at the time, but now, not so much. Welcome to Tattoos Anonymous, or as we like to call it, Tatanon, the support group for those little mistakes we made in our 20s. Whether it was a wild night out or a trippy festival weekend, you'll go from what was I thinking to I'm not alone in this. Tatanon. Ink happens. Visit Tatanon.org or call us at 1-800-NO-RAGRETS.
All right. The Mike Show. Coming up. What the heck? Oh, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
And now it's time for
five random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, how do you pronounce her name?
Idina Menzel.
Idina Menzel.
Idina Menzel.
She's irritated already. She auditioned for the main role in Tangled, which ended up going to Mandy Moore. But the creators of Frozen saw the footage, and that's how she ended up playing Elsa. Number two, it's illegal to get a face, neck, or hand tattoo in Denmark. People still get them anyway, but yeah, it's technically illegal. Number three, Andrew Lloyd Webber created a dance song in 1992 called Tetris. He used a pseudonym, Dr. Spin. It's a remix of the Tetris game music, and it became a big hit in England.
Hello!
There they are. Abraham Lincoln considered joining the Donner Party to go to California on the Oregon Trail, but ended up staying in Illinois because he had just had a child and his political career was just getting going. The Donner Party famously got stuck in the Sierra Nevada mountains and ended up turning to cannibalism. And number five, when you say something by saying you're not going to mention it, that's called a... How do you pronounce that now? Here, let's...
You will find out what the word preteritio means.
Preteritio. All right, so that's called a preteritio. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Yep, the Mike Show. Where's the music? Oh, there it is. I just pressed the button. Coming up, we have sounds, more sounds, bigger sounds, better sounds. We have sounds. We're going to place them lovingly in your ear holes. That is called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We'll help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. It's bits and clips and viral audio. We place them lovingly in your ear holes. I hope you enjoy it. All right, you may have heard the romantic song, you know, by Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is. If you grew up if you grew up in my era, that was played at every high school dance, every every middle school dance, it was played at the couples skate at Skateland. Well, anyway, you probably heard it hundreds of times, but never like this, with hand farts. Bonus points for his use of reverb. Makes any instrument sound more sexy. TikTok star Andrew Russo broke down what it's like when you have to deal with your energy company during a heat wave. The suggestions are very entertaining.
Did you know it's hot out there? Your neighbors are using 30% less energy than you.
Yeah, so I can't, or I'll boil to death.
Here's some tips to stay cool and go easy on the grid.
Okay,
shove a popsicle up your butt and stay in a closet for 72 hours. Use your imagination and pretend you're Elsa from Frozen, living in a non-monopolistic, icy, magical land. Stay low to the ground and cover yourself in a wet towel. That way, when you die of heat exhaustion, it'll be a simple cleanup.
Oh, home grid is down. It's all your fault. Now give me $600.
That is exactly like our power company. Well, speaking of if it's hot enough for you, the global temperature in June hit a record high for the 13th straight month. Here, listen. Scientists say July might end the record-setting heat streak.
It's so hot.
That's hot.
But not the climate chaos that's come with it. What about this? Are you aware what this week is? Here's what Jay Leno and Jimmy Kimmel said about it in the past. Yep, it's Nude Recreation Week.
Hey, do you know this is Nude Recreation Week? Did you know that? Here's Mike. How does that work with bowling? Do you still have to wear the shoes? How does that work if you go?
This week is National Nude Recreation Week.
That's right.
It is Nude Recreation Week, also known as Put a Towel Down Before You Sit Week. It's an annual event that was created by a group called the Naturist Society 38 years ago. National Nude Recreation Week is a powerful reminder that the human body is disgusting and, with a few notable exceptions, should be covered at all times. Apparently, there are nude art shows, beach parties, there's canoeing, which is naked canoeing. But happy Nude Recreation Week. I will not be participating this year. I have a very strict policy. If you want to see me naked, you have to pay.
Let's see. Are we going to a comedian?
Oh, yeah, we are.
We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. America is feeling the heat of summer. Here's comedian Jim Gaffigan on the hottest season of the year.
It's so weird to be places where summer is the enemy. I was, like, in the Southwest, they talk about summer like it's an ex-lover they never want to see again.
We gotta get out of here before summer gets here. Last year, I couldn't leave my house when summer was here.
You ever notice the further north you go, the more obsessed people are with summer? Like, in February, I was in Bangor, Maine, and everyone was talking about summer. Everyone I met, they're like, you gotta come back during summer. You gotta come back. Which is a strange way to greet someone. Hi, how are you? Come back later. And it was everyone. You gotta come back during summer. You gotta, yeah, but I'm here now. Just make sure you come back. I didn't want to come the first time. But I love how northern cities sell summer. They're like, summer here is unbelievable. It's perfect. For 1/12 of the year, it's ideal. Otherwise, it's a tundra filled with alcoholism and depression. But for those 13 odd days, that's worth it.
All right, there you go. That's your Audio Vault. For today, let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get so much more stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
How do you like to spend your summer nights? At the beach or at the ballpark? Why not both? Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at the Delmarva Shorebirds visit July 9th through the 14th. On Friday, the Limonadas de Hill City will return with a limited edition Limonadas-themed Hawaiian shirt. Still not beachy enough for you? Saturday will be a celebration of good times and good vibes with our annual Margaritaville night. Following the game, we'll let our cares blast away with a fireworks show. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. On the list of things you don't want to leave at the scene of the crime, I think this one is up there. A man and woman in Boston had dinner at a place in Chinatown last weekend. I said they had dinner in Chinatown.
Hello.
Hi. And they tried to dine and dash. The woman was 24-year-old Zaire Alexander. After they ate, she went to the bathroom, and the guy walked out. Then she started to walk out, too. And that's when employees tried to stop her. She pulled out a gun. I said, a gun. Yeah. It was a pink Glock. She pointed it at an older employee who wrestled the gun away from her. Zaire took off, but police were quickly able to identify her because, get this, she left her social security card behind. It sounds like she may have dropped it during the scuffle. Well, anyway, she turned herself in the next day. She's facing charges for carrying a loaded firearm, carrying a firearm without a license, unlawful possession of ammunition, assault and battery on an elderly person, and defrauding an innkeeper. It's not clear if the guy she was with is facing charges, too. And then there's good news, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Students at John Hopkins Medical School just got some great news for the upcoming semester. Most will attend tuition-free thanks to a $1 billion donation from billionaire Mike Bloomberg. Well, here's the official announcement.
$1 billion.
Sorry. We didn't have any other sound on that. Let's see. So that's it. That's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Also, visit HillCitySlide.com. Yes, August 24th and August 25th on Church Street. They're turning it into a 700-foot water slide from Washington to 12th Street. You're going to start up at the top of the hill, past the YMCA, slide your way down to 12th Street, down by the Armory. Big, big fun, but you have to get your tickets and reserve your time slot by visiting hillcityslide.com. You can pick your time slot. You get your tickets. You can go as many times as you can during your time slot. Again, that is August 24th and August 25th. HillCitySlide.com for more details. And while you are there, oh, by the way, the Hill City Slide, proceeds, all proceeds benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. Now, while you're there, you can also visit us right up the hill at Three Roads. We are going to be there on August 24th. It's the fourth anniversary of Three Roads Brewery here in Lynchburg. We've got three great bands, including Bigfoot County, Old Town Connector, and Elizabeth Wise. They're all going to be doing tributes to Woodstock. It happens to be Woodstock's 55th anniversary. So we've got Summer Jam 24. You can join us. It's free, absolutely free. And if you show your wristband from Hill City Slide on Saturday, August 24th, and even on August 25th, but you don't want to miss out on the free entertainment. Three great bands all day long. It's our Summer Jam Festival. If you show your wristband, you get dollar off drafts at Three Roads. So come on out and join us. That is August 24th as well. Saturday, August 24th. And we're going to be going from noon until. And then we've got the Love, L-Y-H, pop-up punk rock flea market. They're going to be joining us. Plenty of vendors, all kinds of great fun, food trucks, three great bands. Please join us at Three Roads. It's absolutely, positively free entertainment, always. Well, that is it. That is the program. We will be back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?